Time for Good Morning Greater Jackson, live from Bella Notte. Here's Steve Boyle.
I'm here at Bella Notte Ristorante, downtown Jackson, with the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce. Joined today by the Community Hearing Center, Dr. Kelly Bogue. We'll have the Balloony Bin on a little later, Cindy Hayden Fuller. And Fox 47 joining us today, it looks like, perhaps. Christoph & Sons Floor Covering in our second segment today. And Jackson Public Schools Citizens for School Improvement Bond Committee will be on as well. So we got a full boat here and filling up here at Bella Notte Ristorante. Delicious meal, as usual. And our first guest from the Community Hearing Center, Dr. Kelly Bogue. Good morning, Kelly.
Thank you. Good morning.
So you're celebrating 1 year, a little over 1 year just now?
Yes, yep. April 1st was our first year in business.
All right. Going well so far?
It is going well so far. We're really happy to be here and able to serve Jackson County. We're the only independent doctor of audiology in Jackson, so we were very happy to be able to bring that unique service to town.
So doctor-owned, doctor of audiology-owned.
Correct.
What does that set you apart from some other hearing centers you might visit?
So there's a few different things that set us apart, but being a doctor of audiology means that I've attained the highest level of education in this field, so I'm the most qualified to be able to treat hearing loss, to test folks that have hearing loss and offer them a variety of different solutions. Something else that really sets us apart is our commitment to looking at whole body health. So when you come in and you have an evaluation done with us, we're not just looking at your ears, but we're wanting to find out about what's gone on in the past with your body, because there could be other things that are red flags that we may find out from things that you've shared with us. Sometimes there's even red flags with things going on with your hearing. Things like pulsatile tinnitus could be a precursor to something like a cardiovascular health issue. So it's important for us to get a really accurate picture of what's gone on. And then we can recommend if there's other kinds of follow-up that needs to happen as well. Something else that really sets us apart is our commitment to demoing technology in the office and in your home, in your work settings for free. So we let people be set up with whatever's appropriate for their needs. They can take it out, try it, make sure that it's fulfilling their needs. If it's something like assistive technology where maybe they're having trouble hearing amplified doorbells, hearing a smoke alarm, making sure that they're able to hear things without the use of hearing aids, maybe at night, so that they can feel safe. They can try all that stuff in the office before having to make a decision on whether it's the right fit for them.
So I can't remember the last time I had my hearing tested, and should I be having my hearing tested more often, or should I have had that done more recently?
Most definitely. So usually what we recommend is, if you're kind of thinking about starting out, having your hearing tested at the different milestones in your life. So when you're a baby, they do a newborn infant hearing screening. It's important to follow up if hearing loss is detected at that point. We also want to think about when you enter elementary school, middle school, high school, college, if nothing has been present prior to that, you're probably good just doing those at those different milestones. Once hearing loss is detected, then we recommend having it tested annually because we want to keep an eye on things. The hard thing about hearing loss, if you haven't had it tested regularly, is that it creeps up on you. We don't realize how good we get at compensating for things. And so when it creeps up, you maybe have had loss for a long time, and it may be a lot worse than you realize by the time you've sought treatment.
So if I'm thinking about getting a hearing test, can I get one for free? Are there cheap ways to get it done or discount, so to speak?
That's a good question. And there's a couple of different points to touch on there. One thing would be, if you see advertising for like a free test, typically that's a screening. It's not a complete evaluation. And that's okay to let you know whether or not there is the possibility of hearing loss being present, but you really need a full comprehensive evaluation to let you know totally what's going on with the auditory system. With regard to having that testing done, most insurances will cover one hearing evaluation a year. People don't really realize that, but that is a benefit that a lot of them have. Whether or not you have coverage for hearing aids is a whole nother story. But even people that have Medicare as a primary, you have to have a physician referral to have that, and it may be subject to if you have a co-insurance or co-pay, but most insurances do give you coverage for one hearing test a year.
Is really loud music really bad for your hearing?
It is. It's dangerous. That's something that's kind of interesting that we see kids coming out of high school. There's an increased rate of hearing loss among that population to the tune of about 10% of kids graduating having a hearing loss. So a good rule of thumb to think about when you're listening to music, especially with earbuds in, is a 60-60 rule. Not having the volume at over 60% of the maximum capacity of the music player for not longer than 60 minutes at a time.
So that's why every time I try to turn my music up, my phone tells me it's
right.
not safe.
It's giving you a warning. Yep.
Okay, so let's say I do have hearing loss, which I probably do. What do I do? What am I looking for in hearing aids?
So the first thing that you want to do is have a complete evaluation done. So when you come in, like I mentioned, we want to take a look at your history, find out what's gone on. We're going to ask you questions about your health, but also about your hearing health. Have you been exposed to noise? Have you had noisy hobbies? Were you in the service? There's a lot of different things that contribute there. And then we want to take a look at what does your ear look like? Is it healthy? Is there anything going on that we might want to take care of, like an earwax? You know, blockage. So we do that in office. We'll remove the earwax for you. We want to make sure that your eardrum, your middle ear, everything is moving healthy. We'll put you in a soundproof booth, and then we'll test what's called your pure tone thresholds. We do that a couple of different ways, but we want to make sure that as you're listening right now, we call that air conduction testing. We want to look at that pathway. We also want to put a piece behind your ear and send that signal directly into the inner ear so that we can find out what your bone conduction looks like. Because if there's a difference there, sometimes that's a red flag that we would want to send you on to an ENT or an ear, nose, and throat doctor for medical management. We also want to look at speech understanding. So there's a lot of things that contribute to that test. And then when you are done, if you do have hearing loss, then we'll want to take a look at what your needs are. You know, what kind of environments are you in regularly? Are you still working? Are there any kind of special challenges that we want to address? Do you have any manual dexterity problems? You know, do we want to think about maybe rechargeability? Do you want to be able to stream the sound quality right into your ears from your telephone or from your television, because that's a really nice feature to be able to have. So we'll take a look at your lifestyle. We'll take a look at your hearing loss. We want to mesh all of those needs together to pick technology that's the most appropriate for you and that also is in alignment with your budget.
Well, and then you brought up budget. After hearing all of those technological availabilities, I got to think about cost. What kind of cost is someone looking at getting into?
That's a great question. And there are a lot of different price points. On the low end of things, you're looking at around $1,000. And then on the high end of things, about $2,100 per ear. So we're very affordable. One of the things that we do differently is we separate the cost of hearing aids from the cost of services, because a lot of places will bundle those together. That bundling price model sometimes makes people pay for services that they may not need, may not utilize. So we let you choose the technology level that's appropriate for you. And then there are a few services that we require to get you set up, because obviously we want to make sure that the hearing aids are appropriate for your loss, that they are performing as they should be. So we do some validation measures because we want everything to be evidence-based. So we're practicing clinically in the right way. We also want to make sure that you can obviously put on the hearing aids, take them off. That sounds like common sense, but sometimes that's a bit more challenging. Make sure that you can keep them clean, that you can do troubleshooting, that you're storing them properly. So there's a lot of things that go into that first meeting. And then after that, if you're somebody that wants to come in more frequently, if you want to buy a service package, you can. If you're somebody that just wants to go a la carte, you can do that as well. So it brings that cost down and it gives people a variety of options instead of putting everybody in the same bucket that may not fit their needs.
Did I see in here it says you could... You can remotely adjust a hearing aid, like they're that like you're dialing into someone's hearing aid to make adjustments?
Yeah, so this is something that's actually brand new. It's called telehealth. It's not brand new to the medical field, but it's brand new to hearing aids. So there is a particular manufacturer that if that is something that makes sense, you know, if it's hard for you to get into the office for a variety of different reasons, we are able to actually remote in using your smartphone and make adjustments to your hearing aids. We don't do that for the first visit, but follow-up visits, that's something that we can do.
That's great. So you've got some kind of a dinner event coming up.
We do. Yep. It's actually here at Bellinote. So that is a hearing health seminar that's going to be conducted on May 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. We would love to have anybody that's interested join us. So we're going to have a really nice free dinner. We're going to talk about hearing health, possible causes of hearing loss, and then the treatment options that are available to you today. So if that is something that you're interested in, if you're here, come up and talk to us and let us know. If you are listening to this, please feel free to call the office and RSVP, and our phone number is 517-888-5055.
Okay, and before we go for a question, where are you located at?
We are located on 4th Street. For those of you familiar with Jackson, if you know where the roundabout is by the middle school at Parkside, if you were coming through like you're going back toward Jackson, we are not even a quarter of a mile past the roundabout on the right-hand side across from the Kelly Fuels headquarters.
Perfect. So do we have any questions from anyone in the audience? I don't see any hands. All right, so just a reminder that the dinner is May 16th, 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Dr. Kelly Bowen.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you guys.
Next up, a familiar guest here on Good Morning Greater Jackson. It is the Balloony Bin proprietor, Cindy Hayden Fuller. Cindy.
Just Cindy's fine.
Just Cindy? Yes. All right, so we're here to talk about the Balloony Bin. Give us the basics. Where and what?
Well, I had a question for her. Where'd she go? Can you work with selective hearing with husbands? Does that? Awesome. Check. Got that. Well, the Balloony Bin is at 3465 Ann Arbor Road. We're kind of right next door to the Jackson Rental Center under the bridge past Myers on the right-hand side. We have a 3,000-square-foot showroom, and business is just amazing. Right now it's really busy with proms and graduations and weddings, and be careful what you wish for. Like, I wish we could be open 24 hours a day, because it seems like sometimes we are. So I've already made 3 deliveries before I came in here this morning. So, yeah, lots of events going on in town. So I was just kind of thinking about things that maybe set us apart from other businesses. And I feel like the people that come into our store are like family. We're with you for your milestones, like when your child graduates from high school, and then when they get married, and then when they have babies, and then when they get their divorce. We're there for all of that. So so we can try to make it a little easier for you. We also do funerals. It's really, really special to have a balloon launch at a funeral. Usually people pick out the color balloon that the person had passed away. You can write little notes on them with Sharpies, and then you can do it at the funeral home or at the cemetery, and then everyone just kind of has a silent moment and release the balloons, and it's a really nice thing to do. I know the myth is out there that birds eat balloons and that it's bad for the environment, but our balloons at the Balloony Bin, we only use Qualitex balloons, and they're the best in the business, and all of our balloons and our ribbon deteriorate quicker than an oak leaf, so we pay the extra money to make sure, and I guarantee you that a bird is not going to build a house out of a balloon. We have a deal with the birds, and they're not going to do that. So, yeah, so balloons fit for everything. So,
who needs balloons? You did deliveries this morning. Who needs balloons at 6 a.m.?
Well, the Jackson Area Association of Realtors is one. Yay. They're having their meeting. Do you know what the theme is? No? Lemon something. Nope. I guess we'll find out later. I can't tell.
Oh, all right. Secret.
It's a secret. Sworn to secrecy. Yes.
Also, you talk about all those things you do well, and customer service sounds like number one, focus number one.
Yeah, we try our best to make sure that every order's right, and if it isn't, I will stop whatever I'm doing and come and make it right for you. We also offer delivery, so if you have a huge event, we will come and set it all up for you. If on the way there something pops, I will take care of it if I deliver it, not if you try to put like 8-10-foot balloons in a little, you know, SUV or something. But if it pops, we will take care of it, because I want people to walk in and go, wow! You know, we want that wow factor, and like, oh, look, they must have come from that city place down the street. Yeah. So it's important, because we want your event to look great. My job is to help you look good. So when you call and order balloons, you know that I'm going to take care of it. And that's important to me that you feel that way. So,
and I see on the list it says involvement with the community. You're pretty proud of that.
Yeah. We do I do a lot of balloon twisting for Girl Scout troops and Boy Scout troops and different things. It's really great to give them balloons and show them how to make animals and teach them about what balloons are made out of. And some of the leaders in town have set it up so the kids actually get a badge for it. So, and then it's really cool. Like at Myers, they go, oh, there's Miss Cindy, you know, and they show me how to make a balloon. So also, we're a sponsor of the Blues Fest, of course. So that's a really big deal. And I'm proud to be in the community. I was born and raised here, and I'll probably die here. And then you guys can bring balloons. How's that? Yeah.
And perfect segue. You mentioned the Blues Fest, and that's coming up soon, I suppose, couple months?
A few weeks.
Is it just weeks you're measuring it in now?
It's May 31st through June 2nd. So isn't that crazy? Yep, it'll be our 17th year, and it's at the airport. And it's presented by Planet Fitness. He's been a great sponsor. We have a long, long list of sponsors. And thanks to all the community people who help support it. We bring national acts from all over the U.S. for 3 days of great blues at the airport. We did have to move it up a weekend this year because of the race, which I thought would have been fine, but we needed 45 hotel rooms because we pay for the travel, the hotels, all the expenses, all the food for all the musicians the whole time they're here. And you cannot get a room in this town during race week. So that's something I just discovered. See, you're never too old to learn. So, yeah, but come on out. Thursday night's $5 and Friday and Saturday's $10. And also Thursday, it's free for veterans. So if you're a vet or a veterinarian, come on out on Thursday. You can get in for free. So just in case, it just says vet. That's you too.
So who are the names this year? Who you got booked so far?
Well, we have Chris O'Leary. We have Samantha Fish. We have Rockin' Rob. And we have Sean Holt and the Teardrops. Blue Tuesday is going to be performing. Big Boss Blues Band and blah, 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 blah. There you go. Our website has been hijacked, so if you go to our Facebook page, Jackson Blues Fest, I'm keeping an update pretty much daily on what the schedule is, and we're trying to figure out the website. So if you have any questions, just leave a message on Facebook, and I'll get back to you. We also have room for vendor booths, so if you'd like to set up a booth and promote your business. So if you're interested at all in being a sponsor for the festival, just give me a call, and I'll make time for you, I promise.
I was able to go last year. Who does your audio? Sounded great.
Thank you. Yeah, we just have a new sound guy from Kalamazoo. So the stage is higher. And when the sponsor says, I want this, when the guy that gives you the presented by, he said, I'd like the stage higher. You say, yes, sir. So we got a higher stage. I'd like more lighting. Yes, sir. So we got more lighting and bigger stage. So the people even sitting far back can see up high. So and we have a light guy and a sound guy, which is a big deal. Instead of just having like one green light shining on a drum, we have like a light show that's happening. And that's really important with music. It kind of helps set the atmosphere. Yeah, so thank you.
Great. So Blues Fest on Facebook?
Yes. Yep.
And Balloony Bin one more time, location, phone number?
3465 Ann Arbor Road, Jackson, Michigan. Phone number 962-5939. And I want you to know that yesterday was my birthday and that one of you sent me balloons. So I just want you to feel bad about that. So, but come visit me at the Balloony Bin. That's my goal, is to make you feel good. So stop in.
All right. Thank you, Cindy. Thanks. Hayden from the Balloony Bin. And now our next guest. Oh, right up in front. I love it. So he's got another mic right over there. It's his first day. So this is Christy Tabor and Christine Mitchell, Fox 47. Go ahead and put those mics. Should be on, but yeah, there you go. So account executives with Fox 47. How are you guys doing this morning? Where'd you guys have to travel from?
Lansing.
Mason.
Mm-hmm. Is that on? Oh. There, now you're good.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Now we can hear you.
All right.
All right, so I guess I'll start asking, what's the complimentary morning blend segment for chamber members?
So each chamber member gets a complimentary segment taped on Thursdays. They're 3-minute segments. Kind of like this, where yes. you pick the topics, the questions that we give to the host. Those segments are then housed in our morning news. We also put them on our website, on our social media, and they're shared with you to also put on your social media and website. So it's an amazing benefit. The benefits are endless, really, with this. And we definitely advise everyone that's a chamber member to at least try it out and see if you like it.
No charge.
It's good for anybody. Yep, one segment, no charge. But it's good for any business. We've got so many different businesses, from realtors, lawyers, you name it. I mean, car dealerships. But the best part about it, first of all, is the cost. Well, that one, first one is zero. But then after that, there is a very, very low cost for it. And it's 3 minutes, and after it airs the next week, we send it to you so that you can also share it with your on your Facebook, on your website, and with your clients. We love the morning blend.
Mm. All right, so what's big coming up in May? I see there's an event of some sort on my agenda here.
We have a morning blend event on May 3rd.
Right,
and it's a luncheon presentation at Studio C in Okemos. And anybody that wants to attend, we're going to have a presentation on the big screen and then a live demonstration as well. So we had over 100 businesses last year and the year before, and this is our 6th year for Morning Blend. And we have some of our clients that have been with us for the last 6 years.
All right. Morning Blend. So you guys are both what you'd call account executives, right?
Right. We're salespeople.
What upcoming initiatives have you got going on, or what are you looking forward to in the near future?
We always are looking forward to our sports. We have soccer World Cup this year, which is going to be its first time. It's amazing. And then also, well, this week we have the NFL draft on Thursday, and that's the first time it's ever been broadcast on a broadcast station instead of just cable, and it's pretty exciting for us. We're all NFL lovers, so Go Lions.
So I was going to say, as you were saying that, I was going, wait, they don't broadcast that on Fox 47. So first time. That's
first
big
time.
News
yep.
For the NFL draft. That's Thursday night, right?
That's Thursday. Prime time? Thursday and Friday. Yep.
What's this Dapper Dads thing?
Dapper Dads is through the Sparrow Foundation, and it is some people that men that Sparrow has chosen in the community to represent. It's called Women Working Wonders, and all the money gets this year it's for domestic abuse. They've raised over $600,000 over the last couple of years for this. It's just a fun event. You go to Sparrow's website and you can vote for your. Well, we like you to vote for Gary Baxter, who's our general manager, and he was voted to be one of the Dapper Dads this year. And they do a walkway, a runway, and my daughter's going to walk with him with her Lions gear on. And he's got a new granddaughter, so he's going to walk with her too.
I haven't heard. Did I get? Am I?
You're a Dapper Dad. Next year.
Am I? Next year,
I'm sure of it. Right?
I hadn't heard, but I'm out of the loop sometimes. Great. So complimentary morning blend segment. How can somebody get in touch with somebody if they want to? Chamber members here ready
to go. They can reach out to Christy or I, and we can leave our cards here. But also they can call the station and talk to Amy. Amy is our morning blend guru, and she loves the morning blend. So she will set you up, look and see who would best fit for you, any of our account executives, and you can come in for your complimentary day. We tape every Thursdays from 9:30 to 11. And we have a lot of Jackson companies, Jackson Potter Center, Jackson Fair. There's a lot of different businesses in Jackson that are participants with us and have been for years.
Perfect. And if somebody wanted to learn more about the event in May, website, phone number, same deal?
Yep, same thing. But we brought information here today. But for anybody else, please reach out to amy.garcia@fox47news.com, and she will reach right back to you.
Say, a couple salespeople, you're probably, once you're out, this segment's over, you're probably out of here, right?
We have money to make, yeah.
You'll be standing around talking to everybody the whole time, right?
And if you can't come to this event, but you are interested in learning a little bit more, you can definitely come in to one of our Thursday tapings just to kind of, you know, sit back, talk with everyone, see how the tapings go, to feel a little bit more comfortable with it if you are unable to come to this May event.
Yeah, we'd love to come visit your office and your business.
Yeah.
That's even better.
Great. And if you wanted to become a Dapper Dad?
I'm not sure how that... Sparrow Foundation, I guess, reach out. If you have anybody that you want to nominate for next year, I'm sure they'd love to hear from you.
Guys, everybody. I have one kid. Is there a minimum?
I don't even know if you have to have any.
You don't
so
even
there.
Necessarily have
I'm not right. sure.
You just have Great. To be dapper.
Or just, you know, male.
All right. Christy Tabor and Christine Mitchell from Fox 47. We will get you up to the top of the hour ABC News, local news, and we'll be back with more. Talk Back Jackson, WKHM, live at Bellanote Ristorante in downtown Jackson.
For 50 years, John Ganton has provided beautiful, affordable retirement living for seniors. Countryside Retirement Communities.
County Chamber of Commerce, and joining me now, Ryan Smithson and Ted Kristoff, Kristoff & Sons Floor Covering. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about Kristoff & Sons Floor Covering to get us warmed up.
Well, we have one of the largest showrooms in the area for all things flooring, as well as other products, such as countertops and window treatments. So for those of you who are looking to do or freshen up your home, window treatments are a great opportunity that we are a Hunter Douglas authorized dealer for. We have truckload selection of products and prices, so we have one of the largest in-stock selections of any local flooring store in the area. So feel free to stop by and check it out, especially if you have a do-it-yourself project, cash and carry, and ready to go and get that project done.
That sounds like a pretty good synopsis. You guys do commercial services too, so if you are a business owner, which a large portion of our audience are this morning, what kind of stuff do you guys do for businesses, commercial?
Well, from the commercial aspect, I'm the commercial sales rep along with Ted. We work together on a lot of the commercial projects in the community. We just finished up the Los Angeles project as well as the other stuff as well. But looking at floor mats, carpet, ceramic, tile, vinyl products, as well as carpet cleaning. So if your business, if you're looking at your business saying, you know, we haven't cleaned the carpets, cleaned the floors in a while, need matting for the store. Obviously, we're just finishing the winter season, but you need to freshen it up because the salt's taking a toll on some matting that you have. Those are also great opportunities as well.
Tell me a little more about the truckload price savings. What's that entail?
Well, we've worked with some of our great manufacturers, such as Mohawk, U.S. Floors with Cortec, as well as others, to bring in product that at a little bit lower of a price than what it would be if you were to if we were to order the product in for you. So we've done the legwork. We're holding it there for you. So if you want to come and get a selection and be able to take a look at some options that can fit your needs right now, we have that there. It's an advantage so you can kind of see what the product's going to look like, lay a few pieces out, take a few pieces home rather than just on a board. So it's a benefit to you, as well as if you have somebody like Candyman Stan who's in the audience or others where you have other stuff that you're working on, you can contract with somebody like that as well, and to be able to do some of those projects if you already have somebody that's doing some other work in your home.
So if I make my way into Christoph & Sons Floor Covering, which is located where?
At 109 South Elm Avenue, just a kitty corner from the Jackson Candy and Fudge Factory, as well as the Dairy Queen. So we offer the low-calorie selection. They offer some of the other selection as well. So make a day of it and walk across and take a look at some of the great products in the neighborhood.
So I make my way into the store. I'm not sure what I want. You guys got folks around that are going to be able to point me in the right direction?
Yes, we have a staff of experienced salespeople that will guide you through that selection process. What we want to know is what you're looking to do with the home. Is it something that you're going to be in long term? Are you going to be in the home for a couple of years? Maybe you're looking to sell the house, and so you're wanting to freshen it up to be able to do that. And we can offer guidance based on those requirements. So when you look at, you know, you may know that you want something hard, a hard surface, yet you don't want carpet, and we'll take a look at some of the options and fit put you into the product that fits your needs and that you're going to love. Oftentimes, you'll have some people that don't know what they want and they kind of want to settle, where we want to help you love the product. Not if you don't love it, then if you're on the fence about it, then don't select it. It's probably not the right one for you. So
what's popular right now in flooring? What's the big?
I would say the most popular product. Just in case you had something on your mind.
I have
mind.
Nothing to say. You're doing a fine job.
Cortec is probably one of the, or the waterproof composite vinyl flooring is some of the hottest products on the market today. And we're starting to see wood come back with restoration from that perspective, as well as new wood. Some people want to warm up the home and they like the feel of what wood offers. Some of the vinyl plank flooring, whether it be Cortec, whether it be Mohawk, whether it be others, offer a great opportunity to have that look and feel depending on the space. To really warm up the space for the application. So if you have a bathroom that has a lot of water content, wood wouldn't be the ideal resource. Or you have an older home and you have the windows open a lot because you don't have air conditioning. Humidity is not wood's best friend. So knowing those scenarios and figuring out where the need fits is where we want to put you in, so that ultimately from a durability perspective and long-term care and maintenance and reducing those costs.
So would there be a possibility of getting someone to come to my place and go and kind of evaluate and tell me what would be best for me, rather than me just coming in and trying to explain to you what I need?
Well, what we would do is we would start with having an idea of what product we're looking at, so we can give the estimator some detail of who's coming out, of what you're looking for is helpful. But we can also do it the other way around, where we come out, take a look at it, measure the whole project. So if you know you're going to do things in stages, meaning you know you want to do this room and you want to do maybe another room down the road in the future, we can measure the whole thing so that we can put together that budget, so you can look at what that's going to look like, maybe for the year, maybe for 2 years, maybe there's a program or an offering from a manufacturer like our current Mohawk All Pet Sale. All of our All Pet products and our specialized products are on a rebate program, so that, you know, maybe we'll take a look at it. Maybe now is the best time to really do everything, because we're able to get you into the whole package for what you thought the part one was going to be.
Celebrating 39 years in business. What's the date?
I think it's June 10th, 1979 is our or maybe it's June 1st, somewhere in June. I was pretty young then, but I do remember it.
Oh, so you were there the whole time?
Yes, I was.
You don't
absolutely
look a day over 39.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, started in diapers. But thank you. I probably did, actually. So, you know, working in the family business has been very, very rewarding for me and my brother, Tom. We're so excited to have new members to our team like Ryan. And spring is here, so we're finding that people are just coming into the store, especially with this 60-degree weather. I think we've all been pent up, and we know that there's lots of specials and sales at the store, and we just love to serve you.
And you're, when are you coming in for local contractor week? You're still on this week, right?
We're both, actually. Ryan's going to be serving for the Jackson Commercial Contractors, and I'm going to be serving for Christoph and Sons Floor Covering. I'm Friday.
You were on Friday at 7 o'clock, I
yes
believe.
Yep, 7 o'clock.
And I'm the president of the Jackson Commercial Contractors Association, and I will be on tomorrow morning, 6 in the morning. So
oh, yeah.
If you like catching the early hours of GOC in the morning, listen to our interview. It'll also be on Facebook as well.
Great. So learn more, Christoph and Sons and the Jackson Commercial Contractors Association on AM Jackson this week, Local Contractor Week. And one more time, how can people reach you guys if they're looking to get into flooring?
Well, go ahead.
Go to 517 or give us a call at 517-782-1971 or www.christophs.com.
Yeah.
And the address one more time?
109 South Elm Avenue.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you very much.
All right, next up, it is our Citizens for School Improvement Bond Committee, Carrie Glick and Sarah Richmond. All wearing your May 8th buttons, ready to reminding everybody to get out and vote yes.
Is this on?
It sounded like it was on. All right, so I think most people hopefully are aware of the bond that's going to be on the ballot here May 8th for.
Hope so.
But if they're not, I guess they find out this morning. So tell us, what are we looking to achieve with a yes vote on the bond?
That is a huge question because it's not just one thing. What's great about this bond, and the one reason I agreed to step up and be a co-chair along with Carrie and a few other people, is it's really a very holistic bond. It isn't just looking at one building or one particular building or fixing a few things or doing windows or a paving project. It is upgrading the entire school district to make our entire community better. The bond will touch every single school. With safety and security being the number one issue, sadly, we live in a much, much different world today than we ever did in the past, and that is front of mind clearly for all parents, especially me. I have a child at Parkside. I have another one at Sharp Park, and the only reason my sixth grader has a phone is for safety. And if we can upgrade that at every single building, we will all sleep a little better, and it will make our community better. The other thing that's really nice, too, that I think a lot of people probably don't know about this bond is this isn't a JPS ask, per se. It didn't come from administration. It didn't come from the home office. It came from the community. There were a group of about 60 community members, parents, educators, administration staff that met. They started meeting in summer of 2016. And when Jeff asked about the bond, they said, let us help you decide. And it really was a community effort, and the community chose what's going to be fixed, how it's going to be fixed. They took surveys of the community, what's most important to you. Safety and security was number one, and then learning advantages. The other really cool thing that's going to happen, and those of you in education will really appreciate this, is every single classroom in every single building is going to be upgraded with the latest research-based technology for education. That includes different types of desks, so the kids who are kinetic, like I am, who need to move, can move in their seats without disturbing everyone. It's collaborative learning spaces. It's technology. At Jackson High, because the offices are going to be moved down to the first level there so that there's a safe and secure entry so that when you come into the office, that's the only place you get to go. You don't get access to the rest of the building. Where the offices are now is going to be upgraded to a new science and technology wing because that's where a lot of careers are going these days, as we know. So there's going to be coding. There's going to be cybersecurity and all sorts of different programming there for kids who want to go into that. And what I also really liked about this bond is that it's research-based with census data. So it looked at forthcoming census data on where the populations in the community are growing or not growing. And some new schools will be opened because there's a growing population of younger families there that aren't being served with a JPS building now. So we're going to reopen the Lincoln School out on the south side of far south end of Francis Street, kind of in the Vandercook neighborhood. Those are full of starter homes and lots of new kids and families, and we're not capturing some of those students now. So that school is going to be refurbished. So it was a very forward-thinking bond. It's a very holistic bond. It's not a one-off. It wasn't from administration down. It was a very collaborative effort, and it's really going to pull up the entire district.
All right. That's everything. No, I'm just kidding.
Not really. That could go on.
I would say you have Carrie over here, and I'm sure she'd like to – maybe there was something you noticed that she didn't touch on that you'd like to add, or that's something you have maybe a favorite part of the bond.
Well, my kids, our family is my kids go to Parkside and Jackson High, and they're fourth generation JPS students. So we've been around a long time, and what's important to us about this bond is that, like Sarah said, it's going to touch every student, every teacher, every classroom. Like she said, safety and security was super important, especially with some of the events that are happening recently. So you look at the buildings that we have, and like Sarah said, with the population in the district of Jackson Public Schools, we're trying to be strategic with this and make sure that the buildings that we will be utilizing and upgrading are where the population is coming from. And we really hope that it's like Sarah said, it's a community-wide effort. So this isn't just for Jackson Public Schools, it's for Jackson as a whole. And I think that's important. Our family, you know, lives here, we go to school here, we have businesses here. So I think it's a huge advantage to the economic development of Jackson as well.
And if somebody wants to get involved with helping your group or you know, supporting, how can somebody do that?
Well, you can either go to JPS's website. There is information on the bond, jpsk12.com, as well as there's a Facebook page as well. It is JPS Say Yes on Facebook, or you can look on Twitter at hashtag JPS Say Yes. Also, you'll find information there how to get involved. We're always looking for more people. We'll be out walking the neighborhoods next week, giving information if people have questions, and hoping that you will be vote yes on May 8th. We also have signs that we can put up in your yard. We have buttons here today as well. So please vote yes on May 8th. It's very important to to the city of Jackson, to our students, to our families.
And if you want more information, there are a number of community meetings and events going on that are strictly Q&As about the bond. They are on the Facebook site, JPS Say Yes. If you Google, you search that on Facebook, you'll find it. And also the jpsk12.org website. There's way more information there. But it will have the different meeting and Q&A sessions posted on there, so you know where to go. If you want a yard sign, put it in the comments. Somebody will get in touch with you.
Cool. Any final notes before we wrap it up here? May 8th?
Vote yes.
I just want to make sure everybody knows
please,
that date.
Please, please, please. If you have any questions, ask us.
Have any quick question? I guess we could take one question from if anybody had a hand up real quick. You're so informative. Everybody was covered. Well, thanks for coming out today, guys. And again, that's jpsas.com to donate, volunteer, and get a yard sign. And May 8th,
yes, sir.
Head to the
Thank
polls.
You. Thanks for having
thanks
us.
Very much. All right. And finally, we'll hand it off to Matt Swartzlander from the Chamber.
Thank you, Steve. Great job this morning, by the way. First time for Steve hosting the show, so thanks.
Good job, Steve.
Good morning, and thank you for coming out to Good Morning Greater Jackson. We're broadcasting live from Bellinote in downtown Jackson with a full house of Chamber members. And I'd like to thank the staff of Bellinote. They always do a wonderful job with breakfast. So Thank you again to our sponsors, Community Hearing Center, the Balloony Bin, Fox 47, Christoph & Sons Floor Covering, and Citizens for School Improvement Bond Committee. I'd like to thank our ambassadors this morning, Beth James and Adrian Davis. Round of applause for them. I'd like to welcome our new chamber members over the last month, Cook Foundation and Flatwork, Prominent Design and Build, Hudson Entertainment, Virtuosic Group, Redwood Marketing, Chelsea Retirement Community, Jimmy John's, Social Sound, and Primal Pizza. Round of applause for our new members. All right, we have a couple upcoming events in May. May 2nd is our next Off the Clock presented by EPM, and that'll be at Sandhill Crane Winery, May 2nd, 5 to 7 p.m. A great networking opportunity there. May 14th is our next golf outing and out at the Country Club of Jackson. May 22nd, we'll be right back here for our next Good Morning Greater Jackson. All right, now for the list of businesses in the room this morning: American Red Cross, Berg Insurance Services, Comerica Bank, Graphics 3, Greater Jackson Habitat for Humanity, Hadaway Cleaning and Restoration, Handyman Stan, Integro, Jackson Candy and Fudge Factory, Jackson County Prosecutor Jerry Jarzinka, Jackson Host Lions Club, Jackson Public Schools, Jackson's Hit Music Station, K105.3, Service Master, Absolute Home and Restoration Services, Teach Out Security Solutions, Tomco Asphalt, United Way of Jackson County, Northwest Community Schools, TARS, County National Bank, and Jackson Magazine. Thank you again for coming this morning. We greatly appreciate it. We'll see you next month. Thanks.
Back to the studio, Greg.